Salima Adani was 22 years old when an accident wiped out every memory she had of her life. She's had to live with the effects of a brain injury, much like over a million other Canadians. Salima, now an artist and art therapist, is presenting work at the Art on Brain exhibition at Assembly Hall in Etobicoke, and she is with me this morning in studio. Salima, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. Let's start at 22. What happened to you at the age of 22?
At 22, I was in a motor vehicle accident, which left me with injuries to my spine and my brain. It damaged my amygdala, my frontal lobe, my prefrontal cortex, and as you mentioned, I have permanent retrograde amnesia. So I don't know anything from that day or anything prior to the age of 22. I was subsequently diagnosed with an extreme case of fibromyalgia, chronic pain syndrome, chronic fatigue syndrome, and post-concussive syndrome.
What does that do to somebody's life? How does that change your life?
Fundamentally, it leads to huge existential questions about who are you? Who are you without memory? And what's your identity? And eventually, how you want to be and live in this world. And it wipes clean everything you knew before, not just social skills, but every single relationship. I was introduced to my mother and my father, but I had no framework to know what a mother or a father was. Mm. I had to relearn how to read and write and speak English properly. I lost the languages I was fluent in before. Two basic eating utensils. You know, what is a fork and knife for?
All those things we take for granted.
Yeah, pretty much.
We don't often comment on the accent of our guests, but you have a British accent. But I understand you didn't always have that.
No, I spent my formative years in London in the United Kingdom. And then we immigrated to New York City. When I emigrated to Canada, I kind of had like a Brooklyn, Queens accent. after I was conscious after that brain injury, I had a British accent. And the only thing that they could surmise that was the cause of it was that I regressed to my formative years. I was 22, but functioning like, you know, a toddler.
You took all of that, your injury, the experiences, the reacquainting yourself with how you live your life, who your family is, and you found photography and other forms of art. What has that meant for your journey?
I came across photography when I stumbled upon an Indigenous photographer who was using it to recover from his brain injury. So I used it on my rehab walks because I was really struggling with mobility and walking. It was very painful, so it was a great distraction. But then I realized because I don't retain things long term and have trouble with short term memory, I could use the camera to document and record my life so I can refer back to things. You know, and it would kind of validate that actually this did happen, you know, and I did experience that.
And I did see it this way.
Yeah.
You're presenting a piece that's called Resistance. What does this piece represent?
When I was doing this, it was kind of like an abstract expressionist piece. And I was expressing my feelings about my loss of hope, resiliency, my recovery, and coping with letting go and acceptance around my traumatic brain injury. And I was becoming aware about like CRIP and disability discourse at the time. So it was about understanding how I situate myself in that and that being my new normal, you know?
How does this expression come? Because I'm looking now at the painting itself. Where do you spark? Does it come sort of flooding out of you all at once? Does it come to you in stages? How does this evolve?
I think sometimes I will sketch out paintings or color schemes because of the memory issues, because I won't retain what I visualized. But sometimes, like with this expressive piece, it was taking barbed wire and chicken wire and kind of like I describe it to people as kind of vomiting on the canvas, just expelling it. So I'm not carrying these feelings around, you know.
Do you feel a weight being lifted off your shoulders once you complete a work like this?
Yeah, it's like you get a sense of relief, you know. And because of the relationship between trauma and chronic illness and how it feels in your body, it's not just an emotional and mental release. It is also very somatic, like in the body.
What does that feel like?
The only way I can describe it is I'm in chronic pain from the moment I wake up, acute pain, till I basically go to sleep. The first time I ever had a ketamine infusion, I wept because I then understood what it meant to not have pain in my body for a couple of hours, and I knew what other people experienced. Because I hadn't experienced that, it was so new and overwhelming. And so when I do a piece where I express how I'm processing stuff, I get that kind of overwhelming kind of relief and feeling, you know. And like I said, I'm not carrying it in my body, so hopefully it won't increase the pain, it won't make my symptoms worse.
What do you hope people take from your work?
I hope that even though it is a traumatic brain injury story and a story of someone dealing with chronic illness, it is relatable. We all go through grief, and one of the things I had to learn was that grief is not linear. And there's something called disenfranchised grief, which is a lot of the work I do now, accepting that you can't do things the way you did, you can't work maybe anymore, that your life is not the way it was or how you planned. And so I find that people have like an emotional reaction to the piece because of the circle and the white, which represents resiliency, you know, getting up, bouncing back.
I appreciate you coming in this morning and talking about getting up and bouncing back.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Salima Adani is an artist and an art therapist. She is living with a brain injury. Her art is being shown at the Art on the Brain show at Assembly Hall in Etobicoke until June 14th. Her website is paintedout.ca.